Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to get gas. Stop at BJ's over in Webster. And you know they have so many gas pumps. So you pull in, you're like, okay, who's almost done? Who's almost
right.
done? Oh, the lady's walking around a minivan that looks like it's a little worn. But I pull in behind her and my phone rings. And so put it in park. I'm right behind her. I figure she's done with the pump because she's walking back around. She's going to get in the car and pull away and I'll be next in line. Grab the phone. It's my wife. I'm like, hang on a second. What's going on here? Next thing I know, I see legs out the window. Legs out the window. She wasn't done. She forgot her wallet, but I guess it was one of those old minivans that just locked on her and she couldn't get in. So she's climbing through the window of the back seat to unlock the front door to get in their wallet. But I was getting, I'm like, what's going on here? All I see is legs out the window dangling. I'm like, is she getting abducted in her own van? No.
She locked herself.
She locked herself out. Locked on. Honey, I got to call you back. There's something going on in front of me.
Yeah, whatever you have to say is not half as good as what I'm watching right now.
So then she had to pump the whole thing. So I wound up waiting. She wasn't the next one done, and I was stuck there then. Anyway, so then I go in and I grab some stuff, and I'm coming out, and I'm walking to my car, and all of a sudden, whoa, you just jump. You know what I mean? Well, okay. And, you know, like, what's going on? Someone couldn't find their car, so they're just hitting the alarm over and over again. Well, it got me the first time. I mean, I just jumped. I happened to be right behind their car. So when they did it again, I'm like, what's going on already here? And here comes little old lady. She was just trying to find her car.
Oh.
So I'm waving because I see her coming. I'm like, it's over here. I can listen. It's right.
Please turn it
here.
Off.
Yeah. But have you done that to find your car?
I lock. I relock so it goes, so I can all the time. Every single, that Highland Hospital, I get 10 types of lost in those parking garages. Right? I don't know why, but every time I take Mama J to any appointment at that hospital, I have to take a picture of what color floor I'm on, what number, and still I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Where did I park? I don't know why.
That's how I learned that my car does a remote start if you hit the lock button 5,000 times. It was because I was trying to find my car in a parking garage and I kept hitting the lock trying to find it. And I got up and my car was running.
Then you're freaking out.
And I'm like, did I leave my car running for the last couple of hours?
So your remote started by clicking it so much?
If you hit the lock button enough times, my remote start triggers.
No kidding.
She had no idea she even had it.
So it was a good thing. You missing your car, you figured out something, which is great on those cold mornings. You get it started up before going out there, get it warmed up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Your neighbors are so lucky. You only have to hit it like,
hold on, guys.
92.5 WBEE. You're experimenting in the kitchen. Sour cream no more. What are you putting on everything, especially the spicy food?
Plain, whole fat Greek yogurt.
Ew.
I've done it before. Okay, really? You're not alone.
Dipping my quesadilla in it the other day, last night. This was a new one, and I was a little concerned, but it worked out in my favor. Buffalo chicken pizza. I didn't have any blue cheese.
Okay.
And I could see it.
Took a little cup of yogurt and was dipping the buffalo chicken into the Greek yogurt.
Okay. I won't knock it until I try it. But I'm a big fan of sour cream. I'm like, why would you replace something that's already so perfect with something else? I love sour cream. We have like weekly taco night, and it's mostly like ground beef and sour cream, I'll be honest, with a little bit of other fixings. And if I was like, tonight, guys, it's taco night, but instead of sour cream, I'm going to put some Greek yogurt on there. I don't know if that would fly.
In my house, it does. My wife, because of the protein in the yogurt, right. It's like, hey, we didn't get sour cream. We still like it, but sometimes we don't have it. Oh, don't worry. Just use that. So we use it as,
because
we
didn't. It's still good, huh?
And it worked for us. So you are not alone. Greek yogurt, especially the high protein one, can be used on many different things instead of the sour cream. You know what kick I'm on in the kitchen? Just onions and peppers, grilling them. Mm. And you throw in some mushrooms. I'll make a big bowl on Saturday or Sunday to use it for the week. And yesterday, my wife's like, man, I'm in a mood for a cheeseburger. I'm like, how about a Philly cheeseburger? Got out my grilled up onions and peppers and mushrooms, made it like a Philly steak sandwich, but we had it over cheeseburgers. Oh, that was great with the provolone cheese.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with ground beef, peppers, and onions.
No.
I believe that is a good base for any soup, right? Any meatloaf, anything that you want to consume, goulash. I've mastered the peppers, onions, and ground beef.
Yeah, and you can even chop it and put it over salad.
Yeah.
Seriously, you could. Well, have you ever tried that?
No.
Try it.
Salad?
Yeah. Just, you know.
They're vegetables. Don't make it sound like he's asking you to put chocolate on a salad.
Wait, so what about the ground beef?
What do all the restaurants have? Lettuce and tomato on a cheeseburger, an onion, right?
Correct.
Same thing you're doing. You're just chopping it up without the bun you're putting into the salad. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you with some carbs there.
I see. I'll try it. Hey, I'm open-minded.
There you go.
You know, I'm a good cook now. So.
You're welcome. 92.5 WB. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're so excited about the Bills. Let's go Bills. Coming up this Sunday, taking on Baltimore. And yeah, yesterday we were talking about how Tony Romo is the commentator again, and we were making some comments that he's not necessarily our favorite.
This texter said, good morning. This message is for TJ. I want to apologize for yesterday. I'm the one who compared you to Tony Romo. There was no need for that. It was not necessary. There's no reason I should have taken out my frustration on you because I was having a bad day. I am truly sorry, and I hope you accept my apology. I think you, Hope, Bo, and are awesome, and I enjoy listening to you guys every single morning, but what I did was completely uncalled for.
That is so great of you to do. I accept your apology. You know what? You're very human, as am I, and we both got our bad days. Yesterday wasn't a great day for me either. But you know what? Today's a new day, different day. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's really nice. We don't get many apologies.
No, let's.
So big, thank you.
Big air hug. Yeah, right through the speakers. We're air hugging you. Way to go. Thank you for listening. 92.5 WBEE. How about a cheeseburger salad? I brought it up a few minutes ago. 92.5 WBEE. And just think about it. When you're eating a burger, you have lettuce, tomato, and onions on it. Pickles. It's all vegetables. So take away the buns. Chop up the cheeseburger. Put it on a salad, you're good to go. And on the text line, someone agrees with me saying, how about Thousand Island dressing on there? It'll be like a Big Mac salad. You are absolutely correct.
Cool. You know, I've had a bottle of Thousand Island in my cupboard because I accidentally bought it. Thought I was grabbing for the French dressing. I don't know how it got all the way home. And I was like, Thousand Island? What am I going to do with this? And up in the cupboard it went. So now I have a use for it. Maybe I'll try to make that.
Yeah, try it. If not, I love Thousand Islands. I'll trade you salad dressing.
You eat it on your salad?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You know where else I put it on? Cottage cheese.
All right, stop.
Yeah, Thousand Island.
Like just cottage cheese and Thousand Island? Like you're not adding anything else to it?
No. Am I alone on that one?
I've never heard of such a thing.
You got the protein, the cottage cheese, a little Thousand Island, jazz it up. What's wrong with that?
Okay, got to jazz it up. That's where he falls into like a shady area with me, is his little tips on how to jazz things up. Like, and I throw a little bit of this, I'll throw a little bit of that, and then everything bagel seasoning, and you're good.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, jazzed up.
I'm glad you brought that up. Guess what I found in the store by accident? It was over in the seasonings. I had to get a little paprika. Uh-huh. I was behind onion powder. I go, everything bagel jalapeno seasoning.
See?
Oh.
That'll keep you busy for like the next month.
Exactly.
Creating, I've been putting that on everything. Concoctions with that.
I like experimenting. That's how I play in the kitchen. And while you're shopping, you've got new choices for food while you're shopping. This is over at the Eastview Mall?
It's at the Eastview right now. Okay. And within the next couple days, there's also going to be one at Marketplace and Grease Ridge, and they're kiosks. It's a hot food kiosk where within 90 seconds, you can get a hot meal out of a machine.
While you're shopping, walking around.
While you're shopping, walking around. Now, the menu includes like lobster and there's, you know, different kinds of things you can get in there. A lot of seafood items, chicken parm. I mean, this is not like, you know, pizza rolls or anything like that. Like, this is like quality food that you can get in 90 seconds.
All right, we got to talk more about this next. Willing to try it, excited about it, or not? That's coming up.